Cindy was such a beautiful bride.
But, Cora, they're honeymooning on Ork. Why can't they go to the Poconos?
Well, I think it's exciting to go to another planet.
I'd rather have a frontal lobotomy.
Well, go for it.
So much time to blast off.
Oh, Mindy, honey, won't you reconsider? I mean, we're talking about space travel here, going off to some strange planet.
Oh, Dad, it's when Mort grew up. He just wants to share it with me.
Well, couldn't you just thumb through his yearbook?
Dad, I'm a journalist. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. To boldly go where no man has gone. I mean, I'm thrilled. I'm exhilarated. I'm scared to death.
Boy, that's a catchy tune. I just wish I could remember the words.
Mort, are those special glasses to shield their eyes from the ultraviolet rays?
No, man. These are just for them because they're gnarly.
Yeah, that's great, Mort. Are you crazy? You can't let this man pilot you millions of miles through space. He doesn't even have a driver's license.
Oh, come on now, Pops. Come on now. I've been to the four corners of the universe. I've charted 16 solar systems, and I could refold a roadmap correctly.
Well, there's another thing, Mork. Mindy doesn't travel all that well. She got sick in her baby carriage.
Oh, that little neener fooder. Oh, come on now. Don't worry about her. We're going to be traveling first class. Here, Mindy. Oh, boy. This boy, we're going to go in style. We are going to go... Oh, Shazbot, they sent the compact model. Oh, well, we'll just have to make do.
Now, just a minute, Mork. The words deep space and make do don't go together.
Oh, mon papa, ma familia. Non you worry about the thing. I've prepared for everything that can be planned. I packed plenty of Dramamine and Tang. Has anyone seen my Dramamine and Tang?
Okay.
My wife. I think I'll keep her.
Lunch for you, and there's a piece of your wedding cake in there, too.
Oh, thanks, Grandma. And we'll both bring you back something from work.
Where are you going to stay up there?
Oh, we're going first class, Grandma. We're staying at the hotel and spa.
Do you have reservation?
No, it seems like a nice place.
Well, just remember, Mort, that's pretty valuable cargo there.
Oh, you're right. I really am proud of this suitcase.
He meant me.
Oh, don't you worry. Your little girl is in very good hands.
Don't touch that! You'll kill us all!
Okay, my turn. I spy with my little eye something starting with the letter J.
I spy the planet Jupiter.
Very good.
That's kind of hard to miss, man. It's so huge. Okay, I spy with my little eye something beginning with the letter K.
Okay. I see a meteor coming right at us.
Oh, then you're supposed to say, I spy now.
No!
See, besides, meteor begins with M.
Mark!
Yeah, it's a...
Meteor!
Men, wake up. Look on the scanner. We're here.
Oh, Ork is beautiful.
Well, yeah.
Mindy McConnell, the first woman in space.
Well, you're not the first one. There was a Russian lady, but you're the first one that shaves her legs.
Aren't we going awfully fast?
Yeah, man, isn't it a kick? Oh, there's the city now. I better slow down.
Kitty.
Welcome you to Squelman the Yellow Memorial Airport. There will be a brief delay due to the controller's strike. Don't stand up until we're completely docked at the gate and observe the no screaming signs.
Futuristic.
This is one of the old downtown hotels, men. You should see the ones on the strip. Boy, Kanahara.
Well, what are we going to do first? I just want to do everything.
Well, I think we'll go down and see my old neighborhood if you don't mind digging with your hands. Oh, Nanu.
Oh.
Nanu.
What's that?
Oh, that's our version of the National Enquirer, men. You see, well, here you're going to be kind of a celebrity because they've never seen an Earthling before. There's going to be a little giggling and a little gawking, kind of like an Alexander Haig press conference. Nanu.
I suddenly feel very tired and very out of place. Let's just go to our room.
All right, then.
Well, this got even better.
What did you say?
I told him you weren't that contagious. And also I said you were housebroken, too. Don't worry.
May I help you?
Yes. We have reservations under the name of Mork.
Min, why are you talking to him?
He asked about a reservation.
Min, that's a penguin. They don't talk. They hardly ever take reservations.
Yes, Mork. Hello. And this must be your wife, the Earthling. Well, it takes all kinds.
Orlando, this is taken care of through Orson's office. We'd like the very special room overlooking the ice machine.
The room won't be ready for 30 microblimps. Nano, nano.
Doesn't he look amazingly like Elton John, man?
Well, Orson carries a lot of weight around here. Couldn't we get him to lean on the snippy little guy?
Oh, man, listen, I'm your husband. I don't need Orson's weight. Besides, I have a lot of clout around here. I used to be the dinner diver in the lobster tank. Wait, let me. Unless that penguin gives you any trouble, wait right here.
Okay, I'll just browse. Why do I feel like the elephant man? Excuse me. Okay, that's enough. No more poking. Mark.
One zip, one zip. One a daisy.
Oh, no, officers. They didn't mean any harm. I'm sure they've just never... Wait a minute! Mark! Wait! I'm an American! Help! Mark! Help!
What's action? Min? Min, I've arranged for the room, hon. Peek-a-boo. Oh, hope she didn't go in the pool. It hasn't eaten yet today. Hello, police. My wife is missing. She's an Earthling. Yeah, she'll be the only one who knows who Claude Akins is. Oh, never mind. Thank you, anyway. Min. Oh, Min.
Are you all right?
Oh. Look, it was dragged out here by the space cadets. And taken to the place for this physical examination. Oh, they paraded me around and asked me all these questions I didn't understand, and then they gave me this. I guess it's some sort of a visa or something.
Oh, Min, that wasn't a customs office. That was a pet show. You didn't do too badly, though. You took fourth place. Oh, Min, I know you should have at least won in the obedience class. I'm sorry. Oh, Min, I don't know what the... Oh, no, at least maybe... Thank you. Oh, Min, I'm really sorry about that. Oh. Min, I'm sorry. I wanted to make our honeymoon something very, very special.
Oh, Mark. Oh, it's not your fault. It's just been such a long trip, and our rooms weren't ready. In fourth place.
Min! Oh, Min, I went to school with his father.
I just need some rest. Let's go to our room.
Oh, Min, I love your attitude, though. You're hanging in there with me. Don't worry, but no wonder they call you the better half. Now, the room's all set to go, and let's go upstairs and we'll play newlyweds, you know, count our savings bonds. This is an intergalactic class hotel, and they modify each room to satisfy the needs of the specific alien. Going to be like any Ramada Inn on Earth, right down to the little paper sash on the commode.
Mark, it's customary to be carried over the threshold.
Oh, all right, man, but I'm a little heavy.
No, not you. Oh. Thanks, Mark. That was real romantic.
Thank you.
man, this is just like any room on Earth. I mean, lots of rooms I've seen on Earth with floor paper and wall rugs and ceiling chairs. Oh, wait a minute. They screwed it up. I'm sorry. Looks like it was decorated by Fools or Us. Oh, man, how could they do this to me? Oh, too much coffee, Tom.
Mark, it's all right.
Oh, it is?
No, but you're distraught. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, man, I just wanted our honeymoon to be something very, very special.
Oh, I know. Look, the important thing is that we're together, and it is our honeymoon.
Oh, in the dictionary it says compassion at CU.
I love you, Bart.
I love you, man.
Dong, dong ding.
They can even screw up a doorbell.
Oh, maybe it's the bellhops with our luggage. Oh, do you tip bellhops here on Ork?
No, man, they're robots. If you tip them, they can't get back on their feet.
Surprise! Oh, gotcha! It's the PV 1267.
Nice to meet you.
You must be Mindy, his wife. Whatever that is.
We heard you were back, and we can hardly wait to get up here. Dick said it'd be funny if we brought in your luggage.
Yeah, we had to tip the robot. He's still out there.
All right, yeah, he's out. There's little feet just flailing away.
Oh, man, the clones and I, we go way back. Oh, we used to sneak into the school bathroom and tell, like, jokes. And, I got caught for being funny, and that's why I was sent there.
Wait till you hear our latest Orson joke. This is really going to short your circuit.
Okay, now, watch those sides. Here it goes. Orson is a big fatso.
I can see why you were the only one caught.
We might as well make ourselves at home.
Might as well. We got a lot of catching up for Mort to do. Hey, Mort, your human friend is really going to appreciate this one. How many earthlings does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know. How many earthlings does it take to screw in a light bulb?
One!
I've had colds that didn't hang on as long as the TV.
Well, I thought they'd take the hint, man, when we put on our nightgowns.
I thought they'd take the hint when we told them to get out. Especially after they referred to me as your creature.
Well, guess we're alone now.
I guess so.
Just the two of us, huh?
Yep, look that way.
Honeymoon night.
Yep.
Sure is dark.
Sure is.
Yeah, it's our wedding night. I better not put this off any longer, huh?
It's not.
Betty Davis eyes. Night, man.
What? What's that?
That's the ancient organ honeymoon ritual. Good night, man.
The honeymoon ritual is a little different on Earth.
What's different, man? No mask?
My father gave me this marriage manual to give to you. I told him he was crazy. That's one for Dad. Read this.
Now?
Please.
Cute pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Whoa. Okay, all done.
Is there anything you don't understand?
No, clear as a bell, man. I'm just going to step in the bathroom for just a minute.
Mark? Mark, are you all right? Did that book upset you?
No, not at all, really. I'm not going to sleep on the bathroom floor tonight, maybe forever.
Look, that's ridiculous. You're not going to sleep in the bathroom. Now, come out here. I want to talk to you.
No way, Jose. No chance, Lance. Not tonight, Irving. I have a headache.
Mark, you're my husband. I'm not going to let you sleep in the bathroom. If you don't come out, I'm going to come in there and get you.
Oh, I'll lock the door. Stupid organ forgot to put a lock on the door.
They probably didn't think we'd need one. Now, come on, Mark. Come out of there. Mark. Mark. All right, I'm coming in there. Mark. Mark, come back. Don't run away. Mark. We should have gone to Niagara Falls. Mark! Mark, where are you? I know you're here someplace. Mark, this is our honeymoon. Is this really the way you want to start out our marriage?
Mark, not here right now!
Mark, will you come out here, please? I need to talk to you.
I can't, man. Oh, he can't!
Mark.
You know it was me all along, didn't you?
Psychic.
Well, I wasn't really running away. I just like to hyperventilate alone.
You know, Mark, I think I realized for the first time how you must feel on Earth. I don't know how you cope.
I've got you to take care of me.
I haven't told you this, but, you know, I think Orca's really a lovely planet. I mean, the three moons are very romantic. And this garden. It's beautiful. You know, these flowers almost look exactly like Earth roses.
They should look exactly like Earth roses. I've been sending them here for 3 years now. You see, I want to share a little bit of Earth's beauty with Ork.
Oh, you never told me that. That's so nice.
Well, they're not as beautiful as you are, though.
Oh, thanks. Now, you want to tell me what's bothering you?
I'm scared.
Oh, Ork. Come over here. Oh, Ork. Everyone's scared of getting married. It's a new experience. It's a normal emotion.
It is?
Sure. Oh, Mark, just think. Someday we might have children, and I'm scared to death of that. But I know that you'll be there to help me get through it. See, that's the really wonderful thing about marriage, is you have a friend who loves you and a partner who helps you through the rough times.
His friend and partner isn't ashamed of the other friend and partner?
No. Not if they love each other.
Oh, trouble, man.
Oh, picking a rope?
Yeah, we better walk fast.
Ooh.
This is a national monument, man. Picking that rose would be the same on Earth as if you plucked one of Buck Shields' eyebrows.
Here we are in the room again.
Yeah. Just the two of us.
That way.
Mm-hmm. No way. I think I understand your Earth customs.
You do?
Yeah. And I really do care. Just one thing. Would you wear the chicken head tonight?
Doing great, man.
Just stay in your lane.
We should really send Orson a nice thank you note.
Yeah.
Because I had a great time.
Oh, me too.
Mark. You know what my favorite part was?
What?
Guess.
The pillow fight?
No. Yeah, well, no. My favorite part was... My favorite part was waking up in the morning and seeing you laying there next to me and knowing for the rest of my life your face will be the first one I wake up to every morning.
Oh, ditto, man. And I've got one thing to say to you.
Meow!